Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, bringing to you the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that the Lord has shown me. Today, I have a message that I received in the middle of December of 2020. I received it while praying. It is for the most part, it's a very encouraging message to His people, to the believers of Jesus Christ. So please listen to all of it. I hope it will bless you and give you some direction in these times that we're in. As you can tell, I am not at home. I am actually at a state park today, and I thought I would do a video here to share with you the beauty that's all around us. I want to start with Mark 13, 19 through 20. It says, "For in those days there will be tribulation, such as not been seen since the beginning of the creation which God created until this time, nor ever shall be. And unless the Lord had shortened these days, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom He chose, He shortened the days." All right, now for the message. The enemy's angels have come to wreak havoc upon the world. There has never been another time like this. Craziness will rule the land. Pure, unadulterated evil will control the land. This was prophesied over 2,000 years ago and will now be fulfilled. My children will be here just a little bit longer as they see the beginning of tribulations playing out. However, soon they will come and be with me. As the wrath of the Antichrist system rises up against them for a time, I will be their refuge and shelter. I have hidden many, so they will be off the radar of the enemy. I'll say that again. I have hidden many, so they will be off the radar of the enemy. Some will die, and some will be rescued by my angels and ushered up to where I am. You must trust me and trust the process, for all happens for a reason. Nothing is random or by accident. All has a purpose and a plan brought to you by our Heavenly Father. Trust in Him alone, and you will find your destination. Come out of her, my people. Linger not in the halls of the unjust and the unworthy. Leave the places of compromise and hypocrisy. Seek me alone and not man's ways. I will comfort those who are mine. I will raise up those who are low. I will bring joy to the brokenhearted and downcast. I am here among you. I will perform signs and wonders among you. I am not in the four walls that are made by the hands of man. I'll say that again. I am not in the four walls that are made by hands of men. I am in your heart and within you. Do you not perceive this? I will hear those who cry out to me with sincere hearts and pure motives. I hear the prayers of my saints. Come quickly to the stream of living waters and drink. You will never be thirsty again. Your loving Savior and King, Jesus. And then I waited for a few minutes and I heard this. I heard, "Seek me while I can still be found, and the days are shortened for the sake of my servants." And that was the end of this message, brothers and sisters. So I want to end with two scriptures that the Lord led me to while preparing for this video. And first, I just want to thank all of you for coming and listening and to what the Lord has been sharing with me. I so appreciate all of you. I love all your comments that you leave below. They have been a blessing to me, and I want you to know they continue to be praying for you every single day, for you, for your families, for direction, for you to hear the voice of the Lord. And I just want you all to know that you are so much in my heart and so much in a blessing to me. And I look forward to meeting all of you one day really, really soon. All right, I'm going to end with Psalm 34. I think it's 6 or 7 or 7 or 8. I'm not sure. I don't have my Bible in front of me right now. However, I am memorizing this passage. It's one of my favorite passages. It's Psalm 34, and it says this: "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and He saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them." Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. He delivers us, brothers and sisters, from all our problems. Okay, now I want to go ahead and read John 7:38. I'm going to end with this. He who believes in me, this is Jesus speaking, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.